The state's projected deficit from lost revenue, increased spending on health care, and the economic shutdown due to the coronavirus is $61 billion over the next 4 years. Cuomo is asking the federal government to help make up for that loss. He says otherwise he'll have to slash aid to schools, hospitals, and local governments.
You really want New York State to turn around and have to cut schools and cut local governments? You know who local governments are? That's police, firefighters. You want me to cut hospitals? Hospitals are the nurses and the doctors who just got us through this, and everyone celebrates as heroes. If you don't fund the state, that's who you're cutting.
Without federal aid soon, New York is poised to cut over $10 billion from its budget later this month and potentially could reduce money to schools, health care, and local governments by even more than that later in the year. Some of the other states that are most in need of the aid include California and Washington State, where the rates of infection have been the highest. They are also run by Democrats. But Cuomo says party affiliation shouldn't matter, and some Republican-led states have also suffered.
This is not a red issue, blue issue. Yes, I'm a Democrat, but this is not about politics.
Cuomo says he'll send to Congress a joint letter with the National Governors Association chair and Republican governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, asking for the aid for the states and local governments. Cuomo is vice chair of the organization. Democrats, who hold the majority in the House of Representatives, unveiled a $3 trillion stimulus bill Tuesday. It would give nearly $1 billion to state and local governments affected by the virus. The House is expected to pass it by Friday, but there's opposition among some Republicans in the Senate to bailing out the states. GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has said that states who are in financial difficulties from the virus could consider filing for bankruptcy, remarks that enraged Cuomo. President Trump has also said he does not want to bail out state and local governments and has said falsely that it's only Democratic states that are experiencing deficits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.